You're listening to SBS News.
It will be known within weeks if the Indian miner Adani will get approvals needed for the coal mine in Queensland's Galilee Basin to go ahead. State Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced two environmental plans produced by Adani and requiring approval by State Environment Department officials will be assessed by the middle of June. A decision on a plan to protect the endangered black-throated finch will be completed by May the 31st, while a decision on Adani's groundwater management plan will be made by June the 13th.
I know initially people thought this was months, and what I'm announcing today is it's in a matter of weeks. This is a breakthrough, and I do want to thank all the parties for sitting down in good faith in the interests of Queenslanders to resolve these issues for decision making.
Adani and Queensland State Environment Department officials met on Thursday to agree to a deadline to finalise the approvals. It came after the Premier stepped in the wake of Federal Labor's defeat in regional Queensland electorates that want the jobs associated with the mine. Adani Australia boss Lucas Dow has welcomed action on the matter after a long-running impasse.
We've now got certainty of timing and process. Those dates have been outlined. We're now obviously looking forward to the Department of Environment and Science, and I must reinforce they are the independent regulators, so they'll have to come to their own decision. This is, you know, a significant step forward, and obviously we're very encouraged by the progress today.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's an important step towards maintaining trade ties with India. He says he's spoken with India's newly elected Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and reassured him of the close bilateral trading ties between the two countries.
India is going to be an incredibly important investment partner for Australia, and it's a two-way street. And India will be an enormously big trading partner for Australia in the future. And what does concern me has been the commentary, particularly that came from the Labor Party on this, about the concerns that it was an Indian company. I mean, what on earth has that got to do with it?
If the Adani mine does not go ahead, lawyers say the Indian company could sue the Queensland government for billions of dollars under a treaty between India and Australia. Jonathan Bonicha is senior lecturer in law at the University of New South Wales. He says Adani has been framing approval of the mine as a question about confidence in Queensland as a foreign investment destination.
So they've been saying that if the project is not approved, then foreign investors will perceive Queensland to be an unsafe and unwelcoming investment environment and they won't go ahead with other projects. And that's clearly a tactic to put pressure on the Queensland government.
The Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union has raised concerns about mine automation and workers being shipped in from India. Ms Palaszczuk says it's up to Adani to be transparent with the people of Queensland about jobs. Adani Australia CEO Lucas Dow has rubbished the union's concerns, saying there's no automation contemplated on the project, no engagement with 457 visas, with jobs going to Queenslanders. The General Manager of the Resource Industry Network, Adrian Rook, says the mine will create 1,500 ongoing jobs and another 6,750 jobs during its construction.
It's a real opportunity for people to move to the regions and get work opportunities that are going to be there for the 5, 10, 15 years of the future as well. What we also want to see is obviously not an increase in royalties. We want to make sure that the mining investment in Queensland is an attractive proposition. And that with the Galilee Basin, what that means is that there will be more revenue for the government, not only in increased employment opportunities through payroll tax, but obviously more coal going out exported through our regions.
Stop Adani campaigners say they won't give up and the election result wasn't a mandate for Queensland to fast-track the mine. Spokesman and Mackay Conservation Group coordinator Peter McCallum says Adani, businessman Clive Palmer and the mining industry have used their power to buy a federal election outcome that suits them. This week, a Chinese company also suspended its bid to develop a large coal mine next door to Adani's proposed operation in Queensland. A chief economist with the Australian Institute, Richard Dennis, says many companies are rethinking the future viability of coal.
The reason that a Chinese mine isn't going ahead, the reason we hear that BHP is withdrawing further from coal, is that the vast majority of people around the world think that the demand for coal is going to shrink, not rise. Now, there are some in the Australian Federal Parliament that are very optimistic about the future of coal, but the people whose job it is to put their money where their mouth is are choosing to pull their money out of coal, not put it in.
The Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation will still need to sign off on the groundwater management plan should it get state approval. Adani also faces outstanding federal approvals, ongoing legal challenges and a rolling dispute with some Indigenous owners. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.